ENDPRadio.com. You're locked in the basement with Khalifa. We're still in here talking with Miss Gigi Miller. Now, you know what I'm saying? We got some conversation. To me, it was never about money. It was more about doing that to generate money towards, like, me having a studio. So that was my purpose of just doing music.
So can I ask you, and, like, right there, pause. At any point in that, did you not feel, like, uneasy because you knew you didn't have anything, like, or were you just cool and just, like, making music?
No.
You never felt
No. I just, me personally, okay, I was dyslexic, still am partially, and my way of learning and doing things was always through music. So I have a love for music regardless, at that time, I had a love for music regardless if I was making money, doing it, or whatever. Really, I was doing it for context, which I'm glad that I did because I have a lot of context now that are in important places where upon, like, if I have something that I want to produce or put out, then I already have this person in a position to where I don't have to go through all the other chains, go through this person to get to this person when I can go directly to that person because I've already built a personal relationship with this person by just doing music and going and do promo. Like, don't get me wrong, like, I used to just drop songs. Just drop songs.
I hate that
in
term.
That was me. That was during the MySpace time.
Yeah.
You know? So at that time, we weren't really concerned about money. Our thing was we want to get heard. We want to get signed by a label so we can go this, we can do this. We didn't know that we were really getting screwed by even just dealing with a label. But at that time, we just wanted to be heard. We just wanted to be seen. Fame was more important than money for us.
That's cool. Then keep it real with everybody that it's a hobby. Don't tell me it's what you want to do.
At that time.
It's your thing. This is your way out. You can't tell me that and you're okay with doing it for free. So, like, it doesn't, to me, it's almost like just because you love your job doesn't mean you go in for free.
But like I said, okay? At that time, I wasn't aware of the fight.
Yeah, and a lot of times, I think sometimes there's a difference between me. I've never been a creative left brain artist like yourself. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I am right brain thinking all day. So when I am speaking, I'm not speaking from a passion of music. I'm trying to tell you, your passion is profitable, and if you don't do this now, you know, 360, you're in the studio with him right there.
Oh, he knows.
He's never, and you have, let's put you on this point. You have, at some point, you felt that effort, whatever, yeah. I'll do it for her $200,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you didn't do that, would you still be doing music right now?
I would. I'm gonna say this.
Yeah,
I would because I got a love and a passion for this. I've always had it, but I never got into it until 2018.
Like a lot of us didn't understand. A lot of us.
And that's
see, we thought if we could get heard, we can get a show somewhere, and that's where we make our money,
yeah.
Doing concerts, doing shows. Because see, we're in the Southern Belt, and it is so easy to drop a hot song and get a show.
That's anyone's kind of like. Listen. I am totally cool with y'all trying to be heard.
We're talking about that was then.
No, but this is the point that I make to this when artists say it even today or in my comments today. It's okay, but you are mimicking major artist moves. If you think Drake gets on that stage and not one song he performs has already been registered 45 days ago, if you think he just gets on that stage, he is prepared for every last person to stream that song. He's prepared for every last dollar to come in from that performance. I mean, to me, a lot of people mimic major moves. Yeah, I mean, I think touring and blowing up and doing videos is awesome and, you know, doing it. But I also will speak from my point of view as, but you took time away from your kids. You took money from, I don't know where you get your money from, but you took your money and you took it to the studio. You could have taken gas money from a situation that you needed. There's a lot of times, a lot of investments go into you guys making the music.
Yeah.
At some point, I would like to think that like a person would be like, there's got to be a way to get back. You're going to get burnt out if you are constantly only investing. And then to do it on some scale of, well, I get paid for shows.
Right.
You know, like.
That was before the Gigi era.
Yeah.
But then when we realized, like,
there's somebody out there
like,
that can help us.
For instance, some time ago, like I said, I'm from the MySpace era back then and so forth and so forth. And yeah, of course, streaming services have graduated since then. And I look back at some of the songs that I've done, looked at some of the mixtapes or albums that I've dropped. And during the time I put them out there, the numbers were low. But now, it's like the numbers are extremely high.
Their music is making money. They just don't know who to send it to. That is the bottom line with anybody listening right now. If you have music that has been out, you can go back 98 years in ASCAP. You can go back 103 years in BMI. If your music can be generating money. You get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's generating.
Right.
But when people go through my process, okay, he's been through it in a sense of, okay, well, we got to make sure that we collect your codes because those codes identify you. It's like a social security number. It's like a bank number. Those codes identify you in this account for them to release the funds to you.
Yep.
Right.
When you pay $200 and then you do that to 16 old songs you've had streaming since 2003, I've had artists get back paid for $3, $5, $13, $23, $18,000 off of a $200 investment one-time fee. Meaning when you get that back pay, I don't take a penny from my clients who have been getting paid every 3 months for the past 7 years, and I've never taken a single penny from one of those deposits. So I think that's something like, you know, to be said, because
that makes your track record. That makes your track record super, super excellent. And that is exactly why I direct people to you. Because they all say the same thing. Man, after I pay the bread, I done made me some bread, man. I ain't had to give a nothing. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. But I'm going to have to see what's up. So I did my own investigation after constantly sending people. I said, well, you know what? Let me investigate first.
I ain't going to tell you what I got. All I'ma tell you, when she sent it to me, she sent me 5 paragraphs first. Came back and said, you still with me? Yeah, I'm still
here. Right, right.
Here come 5 more.
Right.
Came back again. You still with me? Oh, I'm still here. I'm just sitting here in amazement. Like, I knew these names, but Jesus, this is everything.
Right.
I need it.
You're gonna make me cry.
It helped because it's like, as me, because I'm not an artist, so it's me as a producer. It was
right.
Like,
because I switched the artist end to the producer's end. I'm gonna have to do my due diligence. Like, so just know my bread coming.
I'm dropping.
Okay, and I'll tell you this right now. Out of the 711 clients that I have, the bulk majority are people who have never even been on a microphone.
Wow.
They are literally people who do music around them. I've never been on a mic. I've never had an ASCAP.com. I've never had a SoundExchange account. I've never had a Nielsen, but I know how to use all of them inside out, you know? So like, yeah, I have people who, I mean, even like for my service. So it's getting to this point like this, okay? So when I was teaching people, a lot of times people would get started and, you know, you get going. So, but a lot of times people would get busy with the making the music and the tours and the stuff like that. So I wanted to offer a service where you can be the artist and I will set up all your accounts 100% in your name, your information. You will have all your accounts and I'll also register 20 songs for you. So you can register 20 old songs and get all back pay. You can register 20 artist songs all day. You can sell a song to be registered per artist. If you say, I'm going to register your song for $100, you're making two racks off of that $750 investment, off of just selling it. So, like, I think a lot of people are like, well, I'm not an artist or I'm not a producer. It doesn't matter. If you know the business, the people who I have working for me that set up people's labels, they've never had an ASCAP. They've never had a publisher. They've never had it. They just know how. So what ends up happening is 360 to the producers, I don't know how you do it, but the producers, a lot of producers that I do work with, like before the artist even gets to go through the studio, in order for like them to do business with great morale and character, you know, they will make the artist sit down at the laptop. You have to click on these two tabs, fill that information out, and then you can go into the booth. Because that's the only way I can guarantee your royalty.
Yeah.
So right. It's almost like producers are like picking up on formulas of how to do it.
See, now, that's the reason right there.
Right.
Right there. And you said it, Khalifa, you said it yeah. too as well. But that's what I got frustrated with.
See, because I've been listening.
I was telling them, and I'm like, y'all really not. It was like I was talking to a brick wall.
I can screen record you sitting in the studio with your feet up, showing off a beat. I can take that screen recording, take the MP3, turn it into an audio wave, and sound record it within 5 minutes of you posting it. I can own it. That fast.
Yep.
I can do that. If you have lyrics to your song and you're talking, I can own it that fast. And no, it's not cool to do that. But at the end of the day, if I'm working with somebody, and I always tell them, it's up to you and your character. If you come across an artist that doesn't know any of this, you paid for this information. So you got two options. You can teach them.
Yep.
Or you can lead them, or you can do what you want to do. A lot of artists, you know, they'll be like, I give them 7 days. Treat yourself like the real business, 360. Give them 10 days.
That's what I thought. Just like one. I try to do that.
If they don't show up on that 11th day with the code that you need, you move forward, because somebody's procrastination is not going to be yours. You got business. I got 17 registrations I want to get out before this quarter ends. You know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of times people think of me as music, and then they hire me and they're like, oh, she's like a business coach.
Right.
Yeah. She's kind of like a
Yeah.
Right.
Because what I was doing, I was telling them about the BMI and the DistroKid. Once I told her that was all I had, she was like, oh, you don't have that many gaps to fill in. And then, bam, once she sent me everything else, I was like, well, it's going to fill in
I don't think Distro, I mean, they might now, but I don't think DistroKid collects internationally. But I'm not going to get into that. So.
Yeah, we don't get into that.
I'm not going to get into that.
DistroFan is really cool because it allows you to give incentives to your fans that listen and stream, or that listen so many times they automatically have a setup where something goes out to your fan. And I think that's really cool. I think a lot of people on social media, like, they thank people or will make up a status like, I'm blowing up, but they don't ever interact with those who listen.
No.
They don't ever interact with the people in the comments, right. You know?
Yeah.
Some shit you just can't, I just can't teach you.
Yeah.
But I this opportunity is really dope. I don't speak on this often. I don't interview. I probably interview once every 8 months. I don't get on the mic. I really don't.
Well, I thank you for your time.
I don't want to know that I developed them, you know? So
I had to give my listeners, because for so long, like even before you, but even more so when I started seeing the post, when I started following, I had, because I looked at my views. I looked at my streams. I'm like, man, that's so much money. I'm missing out on.
Yeah.
And my main thing, when people started coming in the studio with me, I would tell them, are you going to register your music? Are you going to do your paperwork? Right. Yeah, I'm going to do it. And then that same night, I see it on Facebook and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, tripping.
And
I
preach that to them a lot. I always preach to them, man, do your paperwork. Man, if you don't, look, I'm not going to tell you everything. I don't have time. So just pay this lady right here, this bread.
Just pay her.
And she's gonna show you everything you need. Just pay her the bread and just show, and she's gonna take you.
It's gonna work.
I do it all the time. So I wanted to
say something real quick, just because people, I mean, this is so with me, people bring up BMI and TuneCore. And I need to say those companies do a great job marketing, because that seems to be all artists know.
Right.
So like, let's just throw that out there. But I want to say this to anyone listening. When your music is streaming, it is a... Okay, when your music's playing on TikTok versus your music being in a movie versus your music being on Pandora versus your music being on the radio, those are all different versions of streaming, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
BMI and ASCAP probably cover three of those. I mean, it's like that's why I teach. And what's really cool about it, like he said, yeah, are you there? Still there? Let's go. Are you there? Still there? You need to know why you have it.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? Because a lot of people got a free BMI that's listening right now, and they don't know why they don't have a publisher.
Right.
They don't know why they're not. They don't know why. How do you get 17,000 or 1.1 streams on Pandora and don't see anything? Well, that's not covered in ASCAP or BMI. Well, my movie got my show on, my song got put on a commercial. That's not covered by ASCAP and BMI either. So they're telling me all these situations. But listen, I don't chase artists. I want to help you by all means. But there are some artists, and you know, like, people send to me because you guys can't deal with them. So I really do. I break it down. I really break it down, and it's a clean slate. You know what I'm saying? I think sometimes some men may have a hard time working with a female or taking direction, any type of guidance. But, you know, we build empires out of hustle. So I always like to make that clear to them. You know, you brought a female on your team. And you may not know me. I'm not your girl. I'm not your wife. But you brought a female on and turned your hustle into a little empire now, didn't we? You know what I'm saying? So, like, I stand for all those things. Being an awesome woman, being an awesome developer, being transparent, you know? And if people need to get to know me, they can definitely follow me. But, like, I really stand on a lot of different things than just being an artist developer.
Well, can you please let my listeners know how they can acquire, how they can contact you for your services?
Yeah, please. Okay, so you can contact me, Facebook Miller, GG Miller. All social media is GG Miller. I also have a book at bookbaby.com that just came out, How to Sign Yourself. You guys, this is the cookbook of how to sign yourself, set up every single account that I spoke on. It's step by step how to do it when your song's in there, how to register it. It's the exact same layout. I am really, really happy for this opportunity, like this platform. I want to help artists so bad, because it's not right for people to be stealing from y'all. It's not right for people to be janking around and giving. All that stops with me. All of it. You will be overqualified once you get done with me. I won't let nobody, like, do things that I go hard for, my son and my client. Like, nobody comes for them. You get what I'm saying? So, like it is a really dope, like, just system that I've kind of set up, community that I've set up, you know? But, yeah, you get to be a part of it. So you're not just hiring me. You get to be with all of us, the entire community. So I just, yeah, that's awesome. And I want to let y'all know that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible Miss GG Miller, y'all. We thank her for sharing her time with us, giving us some insight, like I told you. I was going to bring it to y'all because I was tired of preaching to y'all. Tired of preaching. Yep. So y'all, please reach out to this young lady and let her help you. Please.
Please let her help. Please.
Yes, clean slate. Let me just help you, walk you through it, and you can be on and popping and get your checks for the rest of your life every 3 months. Like that. Like, I just want to help you. That's it.
That's it. We thank you for that. Well, make sure y'all keep it locked right here, endpradio.com. Of course, the show continues, and I'll be back.
We are your cyber station.